Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Time to discuss Jeremy Pruitt and the comment that Austin Price made with us about, and he also wrote this at VolQuest.com, that Jeremy Pruitt is treating Tennessee like Tennessee, not like a 4-8 football team.
Yeah, I think someone asked him a question, maybe in the message board or something, and said, what's the biggest difference between Jeremy Pruitt and his staff in recruiting and Butch Jones and his staff in recruiting, and just publicly? And his response was really simple, but sort of brilliant. He said, well, Jeremy Pruitt is treating Tennessee like Tennessee and not a 4-8 team.
Now, does he mean...
And Butch Jones, I mean, look, Butch Jones recruited pretty well, but Butch Jones was always telling people why they should lower their expectations, right?
Patience.
We're building a foundation.
Brick by brick.
Don't get upset when they lose. This team's really coming along. Jeremy Pruitt is not preaching patience. Mm-hmm. He wants to win right away. He's bringing in grad transfers. He's bringing in JUCO guys.
Not saving back spots for next. You know,
no, yeah. He's going into it thinking, you know, I have 2 years to turn this thing around. I really think that's what Jeremy Pruitt is saying. He's like, this team needs to be competitive in the East by year two. Because every great coach that's coming to the SEC, by year two, they're really good. And Kirby Smart, the latest one, who was another Saban assistant and Saban defensive coordinator. But here's the question that I have, because I think every Tennessee fan would agree that's the right approach. Because Tennessee fans, they want to believe this is a great program. It's historically a really good program. But the question that I'm going to throw to you guys and the callers out there, when Austin Price says Jeremy Pruitt is treating Tennessee like Tennessee and not a 4-8 team, is Tennessee in 2018 closer to the 4-8 team of a year ago, or the Tennessee that Jeremy Pruitt wants Tennessee to be and that fans believe Tennessee is right now?
I think they're closer to worse than 4-8, considering that none of the four were SEC games. I mean, I know this sounds good.
They were 0-8 in the SEC.
And I don't think Jeremy Pruitt is a spin artist by any means. But this strikes me as...
He didn't say that. Austin Price said that about him,
okay,
the way he's treating
him. Okay, well, what's the difference? To me, it's semantics. I'm not blasting Austin. I understand what Austin's trying to say. But to me, for the purposes of our conversation, the purposes of how UT fans are thinking, look, you can't treat UT like UT unless you're specifying it's like UT of old. Because for the last 10 years, what has UT been? Average at best. So that's what UT is now. You can't say he's treating UT like UT. Modern UT is average at best.
But I think what Chad is mentioning right now and what Austin was getting to is past regimes felt like they had to come in and clean up a huge pile of crap.
Right, baby it.
And rebuild. And instead, Pruitt is almost taking, and this is me just putting words in his mouth here, but it's almost like a retool approach instead of a rebuild, right? Which may be the wrong approach. I'm not saying that's the right way to come in and do it, but it's the opposite approach from what Butch Jones did.
I mean, they were 4-8. You take over a team that just went winless in conference, and you would think this is a complete rebuilding job.
Yes.
Now, the difference is the 2 years before that, they were 9-4 and 9-4, and they had a one-year blip where they were awful, and they were completely terrible last year.
Here's the way to look at it. How much true, just pure football talent does this roster have that the previous coaching staff did not maximize?
Yeah, I'm going to go deeper than that. And I'm going to ask Tennessee fans to look in the mirror, and I want people that aren't Tennessee fans to chime in on this too. Is Tennessee a really good program right now? I mean, this is a viable question in 2018. Are they top 10 historically in wins? Yes. Do they have a lot of good things going for them? Yes. Can you really sit here and argue in 2018 that treating Tennessee like Tennessee is a good thing at this point? Or should Tennessee fans just lower their expectations and say, this program is Missouri right now. This program is South Carolina. You get to 7-5 and the occasional 8-4, and that should be good enough. Has everything completely changed where Tennessee, the Tennessee that Austin Price says Jeremy Pruitt's treating Tennessee like, the Tennessee that Jeremy Pruitt got his tail whipped by in college when he was at Alabama, that he's got a different level of respect for, is that Tennessee ever coming back? I think it's the right approach for Jeremy Pruitt. You want to treat what you have like it's great, whatever job you take. You're not going to sit there and say, oh, this team's 4-8. We're terrible and there's no getting better. You want to treat it with the positives of that program. But legitimately, what is Tennessee right now? Phone lines are open if you want to jump in. I want to hear from Tennessee fans and non-Tennessee fans alike. 615-737-1045. 737-1045.
Also, this is a first-time head coach with an approach like this, with the background he's had with Alabama, with Florida State, with Georgia, with high school. He's been a part of winning programs everywhere he's been and coaches that won at a very high level. So, you know, to me, that this is also the approach that he's always known. There is no rebuild, period, in the vocabulary. There is no patience. It's win now.
Well, and look what Saban was in the SEC championship game in year two. Urban Meyer won a national championship in year two. Kirby Smart came a play away from winning a national title in year two. He's looking. These are the guys he's measuring himself to. And I love that about Jeremy Pruitt. Tennessee fans should love that. That's what he's looking at and saying, if I'm going to be a great success,
yeah,
I need to be Jimbo Fisher at Florida State. I need to be, you know, Nick Saban. I need to be Urban Meyer. I need to be Kirby Smart and what he's done at Georgia. But is Tennessee legitimately Alabama, Georgia, no, Florida State?
How could anybody say
those,
it is?
In those programs.
Tennessee, the last 10 years, by my quick count just now, 62 and 63. How could you even mention them? How could you even mention them with that?
Well,
you say we want Tennessee to be Tennessee again. And to me, that's the goal. Now it's about the pace.
Is it so far in ancient history that you can't reach it? That it's hard to reach right now? And see, that becomes a question of expectations. Because if someone's going to call in, let's say someone who hates Tennessee calls in, which is fine. I want to hear from fans of everyone. And you say Tennessee just isn't a good program right now. Well, then you also can't blast Tennessee fans when they're happy with 7-5. Because if you're saying the program sucks, then they should be happy with 7-5. Because then everyone's going to flip the argument and say, oh, how can Tennessee fans be happy with just 6-6 or 7-5? This is ridiculous. That's a program that should be much better. They're underachieving. Well, what is it? Is it just the level of achievement now? I would say they're drastically underachieving.
See,
in recent years.
I've asked myself this question this offseason about Jeremy Pruitt. Is Pruitt trying too hard to win? Is he worrying too much about winning specifically in 2018? You know, with how he's gone about recruiting, the recruits taken in, and everything going on with the graduate transfers, everything.
Whereas a lot of coaches would come in and almost sacrifice the first year.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to run off the guys I don't like. I'm gonna recruit high school players.
Start
I'm not
young
bring in
and
grad
rebuild.
Transfers. Yes,
but here's my thing too. I keep coming back to this. I think if you want Tennessee to get back to being Tennessee, the days of patience should be over. I think that's why we're kind of stuck in quicksand with the last few coaching staffs anyway. Is because you've been willing to sit around and say, "Well, let's just trust the process. Let's build brick by brick and see what happens." I don't know if you can afford to have another patient approach with how the new coaching staff goes about things.
Well,
so with that in mind, I appreciate what Pruitt's doing.
Look, I love what Jeremy Pruitt's doing. I love that approach, and it's about time someone came in and tried to swing a big stick and saying, this is a program that can win at a huge level, and not treating it like a complete rebuilding job. But it's still fair to throw out the question, is it a complete rebuilding job? Because I'm with you, Hutton. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. I appreciate the fact that Jeremy Pruitt's not conceding anything, but maybe a few concessions wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And here's where patience is really going to be tested. Jeremy Pruitt's never been a head coach. There's going to be a learning curve this year. There's going to be a couple of games. It's going to be close where he's going to make some questionable clock management decisions. He's going to do something that Kirby Smart did this. Kirby Smart was not good in year one. He had a lot more talent than what they did in year one. He was not great, and he figured it out. And by year two, he was outstanding. Can Tennessee fans be patient through that this year?
To the phones. We're discussing Pruitt, the overall approach of treating Tennessee like Tennessee, not like a 4-8 team. That's how it was described by Austin Price. We're getting the listener's reaction, the fan reaction to that.
Yeah, the question is simple. Okay, if we're going by Austin Price's quote, what is Tennessee?
Let's go to Emmett to lead us off. Hey, Emmett.
All right, gentlemen. You know, Jeremy, he's not going to say he's rebuilding, but yeah, he's going to have to rebuild slightly. He got to change systems and schemes on both sides of the ball. And also, the other thing I want to say was, Butch did have some talent, man. He had Kumari's in NFL Rookie of the Year. He got Barnett. He even got Dobbs, you know, on an NFL roster. So he left Jeremy something. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, he got
those guys aren't there anymore.
Well, those guys aren't there. Kamara's not there.
Saints look good.
Derek Barnett's not there. Yeah, they're looking great for the Eagles.
Eagles.
Josh Dobbs is with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He didn't, I mean.
Who do you like that's still there, Emmett?
Oh, you got me on that one, man.
Well, and I think here's the big thing with Butch Jones, though, Emmett. And you're right. He got Alvin Kamara to go to Tennessee from junior college. He badly misused Alvin Kamara, who clearly now is an absolute stud of a player, and they could not figure out how to use him there. The one player that shined, really, I mean, I guess Josh Dobbs to an extent, but Derek Barnett. Because Derek Barnett rushing from defensive end, getting to the quarterback.
Undeniable.
There's no coach that cannot coach Derek Barnett in college. Jonathan Hutton could be the head coach at Tennessee. No diss to Jonathan Hutton. Derek Barnett may have broken Reggie White's record with Jonathan Hutton as the head coach.
I'd be a smart coach with him on my team.
Yes.
You and a lot of people.
Emmett, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's accusing Butch Jones of not recruiting well. Well,
that was his strength.
No. I mean, he took advantage of a lot of in-state guys, too. I mean, he took a lot of legacy players. That was certainly that aided his recruiting. But, I mean, there's no denying the difference in approach from Jeremy Pruitt and Butch Jones. We have no idea if Jeremy Pruitt's approach is going to work. Butch Jones' approach worked to a certain extent for a couple of years to go 9-4, but that's where he topped out. Then they went 4-8 this year.
And that's not to Emmett, what Emmett's saying. That's not us saying they don't have talent on the roster. Now, there are places you can point to. Trey Smith on the offensive line when he returns. We like what we've seen from Ty Chandler. Now he gets to be more of a feature within this offense, regardless of what they're running. He needs to be on the field. Batuli,
yeah,
we really love.
They have some good players. Nigel Warrior,
yes,
is going to be a stud. Here's the thing, though, with the difference in approach, Butch Jones, Jeremy Pruitt, I can sum it up this way. If you gave Butch Jones an excuse about why they weren't winning, he would tell you three other excuses. Oh, you're right about that. Boy, this is a tough place to recruit, and we need help here, here, and here. If you tell Jeremy Pruitt something, his response will be, why not? His response after the spring game was, why was the place not full? Why are fans upset? We got a lot of good things going on here. I mean, to me, that's the difference in approach, is Jeremy Pruitt's always going to be thinking, because of where he comes from and all the success he's experienced, I look around and see a 100,000-seat stadium. I see a bunch of fans. I see a bunch of kids who are willing to come visit here and possibly play here. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of reasons why I can win the SEC.
If you want to know the main difference between the two coaches, it was the comments right after the spring game about the players who quit during the spring game.
Yeah.
When every coach in America, for the most part, does nothing but glow about their roster in the spring. Everybody wins the spring.
Yep.
And Pruitt acted like they didn't.
Yeah, Butch Jones would have been propping up the quarterback throwing competition they had with the DJ at halftime and how great his quarterbacks looked and not talking about that.
Let's go to Matt next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
good morning.
You're welcome.
Hey, just wanted to make a little bit of a comparison here and see what you guys think. Not a Vol fan. Do have a lot of respect for the program. Really love Pruitt. I was ready to run through a wall for him after listening to his introductory press conference. But the comparison I want to make is the comparison between Tennessee football and Indiana basketball. Both programs have a undeniably great history. You cannot deny that. But they've had a rough 20, 25 years since their last great coach. I do think both programs have the right guy now, and it'll be interesting to track the direction of those two programs the next 3 or 4 years and just kind of see how it plays out. But I definitely think both programs are on the right track. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I'll take that comparison. That's a fair comparison.
I think it's a good one.
Indiana basketball, Tennessee football.
No, I'd say Indiana basketball. You guys could jump on me on this. More storied to me.
Yeah.
As a program.
Yeah, I would say so. And I would say just this basketball in the state of Indiana, more storied than football in the state of Tennessee.
Randy is next. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, as a West Virginia fan, I've got a lot of angst about our upcoming game. you know, as long as Butch Jones was there, I was pretty comfortable in how that game was going to go. But now, I don't know. I know we're loaded on offense, but our defense is kind of a question mark, and I think that plays into Jeremy's hands. He's a positive coach. He's going to come out with his hair on fire and give us everything they got.
Well, yeah, and I think if you're West Virginia, the difference in scheme is more than anything else. So you're going to be watching USC film for offense, and you're going to be watching Georgia film and Alabama film.
And which quarterback?
On defense.
Well, it's going to be both.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I think both are going to play, but that's the big thing. That game, by the way, there's a chance that thing's going to be, 48-38. I don't see either team stopping the other one. I think Tennessee's going to have some success offensively against West Virginia. That West Virginia defense is not that good. Tennessee would be wise to take the air out of the ball in that game and possess the ball as long as possible.
615-737-1045, our number. Another segment, another round of your phone calls. Chad, we're asking the question about Pruitt.
Yes. So Austin Price said this about Jeremy Pruitt. Biggest difference between Pruitt and Butch Jones in recruiting is that Jeremy Pruitt is treating Tennessee like Tennessee and not a 4-8 football program. Our question, what exactly is Tennessee right now in 2018? Are they closer to the 4-8 football program we saw last year? Or are they closer to the Tennessee that Austin Price is talking about?
Back to the phones. As promised, we go to Matt, who wants Tennessee fans to stop thinking that Tennessee is good. Hey, Matt.
Well, every July and August, it's great radio. Listening to the Orange people talk about how this is the year and how they're going to be better and dissecting every little thing said about them. You know what? This year, they have a chance to lose 3 in a row to Vanderbilt, and that's never happened to them. And if that happens, is this Jeremy Pruitt's only year? That's what I want you guys to answer for me.
If they lose to Vanderbilt, is he going to get fired?
No.
No. I love when people do the drop the mic thing.
I like this action.
I'm signing off on this question right here. No. But if they do lose to Vanderbilt, what is that, 5 out of 7 at that point? I mean, unfathomable for many, many years.
But realistic.
Yeah. Tennessee did not lose to Vanderbilt in my lifetime until I was 23. And then there was a long stretch after that. And now they're talking about 5 out of 7 years. That's a game Jeremy Pruitt needs to win. No doubt about it.
615-737-1045, our number.
Now, if they lose to Vandy and they finish 2-10, there's a lot of stuff going on, then yeah, maybe that's the last game he coaches, but I don't necessarily foresee that happening either.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, not too much. What's up to you guys?
Hey, man.
Go ahead, man.
Well, I think they're going to go 5-7 and 6-6 at tops, because I think a lot of people with the whole West Virginia game, West Virginia is going to be really potent on offense. And they got a quarterback we faced before when he was at Florida. Should have stayed at Florida in the whole.
Yeah, Will Greer. Yeah, no, West Virginia is very good, but we're not asking what their record's going to be this year. We're asking, what is Tennessee in 2018? What are they, a great program? Could you sell Tennessee? Or is Tennessee simply a mid to lower level SEC program that their fans would just shut the hell up and be happy with 6-6 every year? That's sort of the question we're asking.
They're on the rise, let's put it that way, but 2018 is not the year. You know, because this is, you're dealing with Butch Jones, who just basically leaving, had to play, you know, the little child that was a spoiled, rotten brat who didn't get his candy like he wanted, and threw out everybody, all to the different prospects that were coming in. Hey, don't come here. This is a bad program. Get out. So he tried to sabotage it. And that's with the whole issue with John Curry and everything that went down. No, Tennessee is lucky if they get 6-6 this year, 5-7. But in the future, Jeremy Pruitt has always been a great defensive coach. That's one of the things I always liked about watching his, when he was a defensive coordinator at Bama, is they play offense on defense. And he's going to bring that mentality to Tennessee with this attack, 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 instead of this Kirby Smart, hey, we're going to hold them to 3 downs. And if they get a first down, it's okay, we got 3 more downs, you know?
Yeah, those coaches look at defense as an opportunity. They don't look at it like, oh, we have to go play defense. Nick Saban's like that. Kirby Smart's like that.
Will he be holding a garbage can up on the sideline?
No, I think those days are over.
Here's
the one thing you know about Jeremy Pruitt is that guy is not about slogans.
The reason why, you know, Doug Matthews, for instance, he sat in here a few months ago and he said the reason why they can get back on track quickly, and back on track meaning back to a bowl game, back to, you know, winning seasons in the SEC, is the defense and the style of defense that it goes from program to program from that Alabama system that everyone's running now. It works. That was his overall general point.
I agree with the system. And I also think there are some guys on defense for this team that could really shine in this system. Shy Tuttle coming back from injury. Daniel Batuli. I think Daryl Taylor is a perfect outside linebacker in a 3-4 with his body and skill set. Nigel Warrior is going to be really good. They've got big-time questions at corner. But I think linebacker and defensive line, not bad. They've got some pretty good pieces there. Kyle Phillips from Hillsboro High School could be a pretty steady player there. Jonathan Kongbo, does he take a step up now that he's probably going to be a 3-4 outside linebacker at his size and speed? I think they have some pretty nice pieces defensively. The question is, can that offensive line just stand up and maul people the way they want to do in the run game at some point? I don't know that they can do that in year one because it's going to be much more of a pro-style running, run-oriented offense.
Paul, for those that did not hear this, whenever you were out, we brought up a topic about Pruitt and moving forward, what the expectations should be for him. But the one thing I have not heard from people I talk with in Knoxville is that he's over his head when it comes to the football aspect of everything. That is something that I heard about Butch Jones from the start. And it's not just about Butch Jones, but it was his entire staff for the most part. And I think the one thing that Pruitt has going for him, number one, Philip Fulmer is a huge help from the outside in. And second, his assistants and his entire staff, they have coached at this level and they know expectations and how to meet expectations at this level. That's something that everyone was, again, for the most part, learning on the fly with Butch Jones' staff.
I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward what the expectation is. Right? You've got to beat the crappy teams in the SEC.
But you have
to
compete with the middling ones.
You have expectations.
And try not to get destroyed by Alabama.
I'm saying from a broad view, though. I'm not saying just for this year.
Oh, yeah, no.
Expectations of coaching in the Southeastern Conference are different than coaching for Cincinnati.
Yeah, and he's not going to be surprised by anything. And he understands way better than Butch what the fans want to hear, what's palatable for them, not just in terms of results, which he's not going to get immediately, but what they're going to hear.
Well, and this is why we get back to the question of what is Tennessee, because if you ask the Tennessee fan right now, the ultimate expectations under Jeremy Pruitt, this year the expectation is get to a bowl game, and they'll be happy. But ultimately, it's not just beat the crappy teams and compete with the middling teams, Paul. It's beat the crappy teams, beat the middling teams, and compete with the top two or three SEC teams out there.
Start with what I said this year.
Yes, that's baby steps. R. Jacobs on Twitter brings up a good point. 10 to 15 years ago, Bama was a laughing stock. Coach left Bama for another job for Texas A&M. They hired a coach, fired him before he coached a game in Mike Price because of the scandal, and then Saban got the job. And he treated Bama like it was Bama under Bear Bryant. And look at what they are now. They were a joke back in 99, 2000, and now they're Bama. But realistically, I don't think you can say Tennessee is Bama. Bama is the top program in college football history. Now, is it top 10, top 15? I think it's probably top 10 historically, probably right now still top 20 program in the country, but it's not Bama.